listening to Live 95 WRJM LP Coleman.
Good afternoon, Coleman. It is Tuesday, and it is time for Sports Talk Live with your host, Jason Spiegel and Adam Spiegel today.
Thanks, Melissa. Welcome, everyone, to the Tuesday edition, almost said Thursday edition of Sports Talk Live. The snow's got me shook up. Sitting in today for my partner in crime, Ronnie Barnes, is my brother, Adam Spiegel. We're going to be filling Ronnie's shoes. Adam, thanks for coming in.
Hey, glad to be here. I don't know if I can fill Ronnie's shoes. Those are some big ones to fill, but hey, I'm looking forward to it.
You know what they say about guys with big feet?
Yeah, they need big shoes.
That's right. All right. We've already got a caller wanting to take a guess at Where's Moolah, brought to you by People's Bank, and so we have Lewis on the line. Lewis, welcome back to Sports Talk Live.
How you doing, Jason?
Hey, good, man. How about you?
You got both of Mr. Spiegel there today.
Yeah, we're double-teaming it.
I hear you.
Hey, one of us is a little older and one of us a little better looking. I'm not going to say which way it is.
Yeah, well, both of us have faces made for radio.
That's right.
Yeah. Are y'all both gray-headed like me or what?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, what part of mine is not gray is turned loose, so.
Oh, yeah. My face is just getting longer myself.
There you go. Lewis, what do you got? Where do you think it's at?
Well, we know it's up in Vinemont School somewhere. I'd say the home ec department.
You got it. You're a winner, $50 winner.
There you go.
Thank you. I had it before you went off there Thursday, but you wouldn't let me call back.
Yeah, I figured you did. We got pretty plain with the clues before that one was over with.
The old biscuit throwed me there for a minute.
Yeah. We need to make it a little tricky from time to time. So.
You took me serious when I said you need to make it a little harder, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. Well, it was costing us too much money. You and Cindy breaking us. So.
But you're going to have to go through the snow to get it now, though.
Yeah.
I'll be fine. We'll brave the rapids.
All right. Hey, you know the drill, Lewis.
Come by the office, okay. And
pick it up.
All right, buddy.
All right, thanks a lot.
Talk to you later.
Hey, congratulations, man.
All right, see you, Adam.
All right, Lewis Shelton, the winner of Where's Moolah, got that out of the way quick, so we'll get another clue later in the show. Where's Moolah, again, brought to you by People's Bank. Adam, big story, the weather on everybody's mind. I know you being a Florida guy, a little different here in North Alabama.
It's just a little bit different. You know, down there right now, they're probably in the mid-70s. But you know, summer 10 months out of the year down there, so it's kind of a good break. But after being in Florida for almost 21 years, my blood got a little thin. This cold weather's a little bit tough on me, but kind of looking forward to it in a way. If we do have some snow, the grandkids hopefully get snowed in at their house and enjoy it there.
There you go. But I got a feeling they'll end up at your house. Kind of like what happened last year. So.
No. Not going to happen.
Speaking of getting stuck, I want to address one issue. Is Dr. Ross, did he not get up this morning? Did he not make any phone calls to see what the road conditions? And I say this, and I know he probably feels a lot of complaints from parents. People want to get rid of their kids, you know, send them off to school. But
like our mom did.
Yeah, like our mom did. He get them on to school. What was he thinking, or what was he not thinking? Did he have bad information, or what? We've delayed school 3-4 days lately. You know, sunshine.
In a couple of days, there was no reason.
Right.
No reason.
It was cold because the kids didn't want to stand out, or didn't want to. They didn't have to stand out and wait on the school bus. today, on the way to work from my house, which is about 12 miles, there was three spots of ice I saw. Tony Kreider posted a picture on Facebook of Big Bridge over around Crane Hill with ice all the way, the entire length of the bridge. And, you know, the cheese wagon goes back and forth across that bridge.
Yep.
More than one bus goes across that bridge, I think. So.
And I think I sent you a photo earlier today. I was on I-65 down just, by Hayden. I mean, I know that's not Coleman County, but at the same time, there was some snow on I-65 down there.
Right. And, you know, it's even further south than us, and I'm just wondering what is going on. And I looked this evening just before we went on air, and I see that many schools already canceled classes for tomorrow, and nowhere to be found is Coleman County once again.
And Governor Bentley, let me see what time it was, at 3:34, Governor Bentley has declared a state of emergency ahead of the winter weather threat that's coming in.
So, hey, 3 to 5 inches of snow. Melissa Life, and Melissa is a West Virginia native, and Lassiter, 3 to 5 inches of snow. Melissa, this is like 3 to 5 feet for West Virginia.
Yeah. You know, and it really, and it is funny, and I laugh with Melissa about a lot of it, but also in the deep south, you do not have the snow removing machinery like they do up north, and, you know, in the things to sand and salt the highways with.
And I did see on the way to the station, here on Child Haven down by the city yard, they are already treating that with something. I don't know what it is. They may be putting water on it for all I know. It's some kind of clear liquid, but they are already treating the roads, so the road crews will be out. And but if you're going to be traveling tomorrow, you might want to take some precaution. If you have an announcement, closing, delays, feel free to call us, and we'll get that on the air. We'll be talking sports, hopefully to Coach Bobby Meyer, the Coleman Bearcats. Their season ended losing to Lee of Huntsville 92-69. I know that score sounds bad, 23 points at Cold Springs Math paying off. But I'm telling you, Adam, I've watched a lot of good high school basketball teams, and none better than Lee of Huntsville.
Yeah, from what I've heard you say, and, you know, what I've read, because I live in Madison, so read the Huntsville paper about Lee, they play a total different, I'd say it this way, category of teams than a lot of teams here. Maybe Coleman is up against. They play some high-power teams. So my hat's off to Coleman for what they were able to accomplish, and you know, to even be that close to Lee is really not a bad deal.
No, Lee, seven players ranging from 6'3" to 6'8", and
wow.
I would say Coleman's just guessing tallest player probably 6'2", maybe he might touch 6'3" with heels. But Coleman, as you said. What a year they did have. The furthest they've ever went, they got to the regional finals. Lawson Schaefer named the Birmingham Tip-Off Club Player of the Year. He split that with Dezon Ingram of Theodore. Lawson Schaefer and Bronte Harris named all-regional tournament, and Lawson Schaefer finishes as Coleman's all-time leading scorer, just shy of 2,000 points.
So, wow.
Not bad for a career.
No, that's fantastic. You cannot say anything negative about that. To think about, I don't know how many years it would have taken me to get 2,000 points, man. That's fantastic.
Okay, I got to talking about basketball and see we've got a caller. Cindy wants to talk about the schools and this announcement. Athens is closed tomorrow. Athens College closed all classes, I suppose. So, Cindy, welcome to Sports Talk Live.
Hey, Jason. Hey, Alan.
Hey there.
Hey. Yeah, I just want to say, I remember back when we were in school, Jim Boyd was the superintendent, and Jim would actually get out and ride the road.
He did.
Yeah, things have changed since then. What did you think about the call today, Cindy?
I think it was a bad call. I mean, we're not talking about running a business or making money. We're talking about children's lives here.
Right. Right, I agree 100%. And, you know, if you're going to miss it, let's miss it on the safe side.
Right. Yeah, and I just, you know, I just wonder if this Dr. Ralph is out in the county. You know, because, you know, the county roads, especially out towards Cold Springs, you know, what different than being in the city.
Oh, right, right. And I'm hit some ice on the bridge on 157. You probably saw it on my Facebook. And then on 31, going down the hill, there was a small section of ice. But as you said, the county roads and the shaded areas probably even worse. I didn't ran into some even out on the interstate. So.
Right. And I just think, you know, good for Jim Boyd. I mean, I think Jim Boyd was a new superintendent. Get out there and see what the roads are like.
Right. And there's nothing to say that you can't make that call, you know, at 6 o'clock the morning of school. You don't have to do it the evening before. You don't. It's not too late to do it at 6 o'clock in the morning.
Didn't they go like at 11 o'clock yesterday or something?
Yeah, they.
I mean, not yesterday, but, yeah.
A three-hour delay, I
yeah,
think.
Yeah, so.
Yeah. And, you know, it's like Sheila Banks said on Facebook today, you know, or this morning, you know, you've got teenagers driving.
Right.
You know, that are not on the bus. And I remember when I was a teenager, we thought it was fun to get out and ride on my ass, you know.
Oh, yeah, and I can tell you from my little Christmas vacation, it is not fun to ride on the ice.
No.
Oh, I know.
And but we were very fortunate nobody was injured in that, and I guess we're very fortunate that, as far as I know, no injuries today. So, but I hope he gives it a better look for tomorrow.
Yeah, and I hope we're not one of the last ones to know, you know.
Right.
Although, you know,
it's
like all the other counties are closed.
Right. And, you know, at the same time, we take a dig at him here about this. We have to give him credit. On the other hand, he has stepped out and made the calls before, probably against, you know, popular opinion. A lot of parents want their kids at school, don't want them at the house, and so he's going to get it both ways, but.
Yeah, he's probably got a, you know, a very good reason for that, but it's just, you know, when you're dealing with kids' lives.
Right.
You know, I thought, like you said, you know,
they're
just the safety side of it.
Right. And, you know, as I said today on Facebook, if you're going to gamble, let's go to Tunica or Vegas and let's don't gamble with our children. So.
That is right. That is right. Well, okay, I'll get off the ride. I just had to put my boots in.
Hey, thanks, Cindy.
All right. Thanks.
All right. I think that opinion is shared pretty commonly.
I just say, honestly, I cannot believe it.
I can't hit it. In the more schools you see closing, I know that don't dictate what Coleman does, but you miss a couple hours of school, the temperature goes above freezing, the ice melts away, it's not counted against you, no makeup day. Well, it's a no-lose situation.
So. Yeah. Well.
And bus drivers, I heard from bus drivers this morning who were not very happy about having to crank up the old cheese wagon and get out.
Now, I wouldn't want to drive a school bus on a good day, have that responsibility with those kids, much less on a day when there's going to be some ice on the roads.
So if you got an opinion on the school situation, again, any announcements concerning tomorrow, give us a call. Feel free to talk about whatever is on your mind. We're going to talk a little basketball in the meantime. We'll come up with another moolah clue later on in the show. Today, solved by Lewis Shelton, the $50 winner, compliments of People's Bank. And then I told you about Lawson Schaefer and all his accomplishments. Let's don't overlook Bronte Harris, a young man that played basketball at Hinesville High School, moved to Coleman his senior year, and this is going to stir some controversy. But he actually broke the Coleman scoring record. Now, I'll stop at Coleman.
Coleman meaning?
Coleman County, Coleman City, Coleman whatever.
Mm-hmm.
All right, he didn't break it at Hinesville. He broke the record, actually, his senior year at Coleman. So now there is a little controversy on who is the all-time leading scorer in Coleman County. Is it Bronte, even though he played a year at Coleman, or is it strictly a Coleman County record, in which it would still belong to Jared Hembry of Vinemont with 2,252 points?
Now, how many points does he get? Bronte, is it Bronte?
Yeah, he is over that mark. I'm not sure his points, but he's over that mark.
Yeah. Well, I mean, to me, if he's got the most points ever scored in the county, he's the king of the points.
Yeah, but some will say that he played a year at Coleman High School, which is not in the county.
So. But he's still in Coleman County. And I'm a Cold Springs guy.
Yeah.
I mean, I have always backed the county schools, but out of all the, so we're saying out of all the high school players who have ever played in Coleman County, and CD, you know, Coleman High School is in Coleman County, he is the reigning king.
All right, let the phone calls begin if you disagree with that. And I know Sheila will probably have a disagreement with that, and I could fall on either side of that, but I'm kind of like you. If you're the leading scorer, you're the leading scorer. You know, if you're the leading scorer in the NBA, it don't matter if you're in the Eastern Division.
That's right.
If you're in the NBA.
Or you know, look at it from a financial standpoint, that if you were the wealthiest person in Coleman County, would you be disqualified from being the wealthiest person in Coleman County for living in the city?
Yeah. That's true. That's something I will never have to worry about.
Yeah. But I say the guy, if he's got the most points of any player who's ever played in Coleman County, he is the reigning champion.
Keep in mind, this debate will be short-lived because Tristan Chambers, barring an injury or some unforeseen move or something, will shatter the record next year. He just finished his junior year, just shy of 2,000 points.
Yeah, I'll tell you, I've seen him play a couple of times, you know, went to watch him play. And actually, when the first time I saw him play was when Lane was playing. And I went back, saw him a couple of times this year, and I'm telling you, that is a smooth player. I have not seen a player in Coleman County as good as he is. I mean, he is... He's pretty amazing.
Yeah, he's all around ball player.
In the county tournament, the night we went, you know, and Cold Springs got beat, didn't he have like 30 points thereabout?
Yeah, somewhere.
And it seemed like he had a bad night, but still got 30 points.
Yeah, he did have a bad.
Yeah,
night.
He did.
He was playing on an injured ankle.
Yeah.
I've said this before, and you know, some people will disagree with this. I think Jared Hembry. I got to watch him play all three of his senior years. Not three senior years, but varsity years. Jared, probably a more pure shooter. He could shoot the ball as well as anybody I've ever seen. But Tristan, probably an all-around better athlete. He can jump. There's nothing he can't do. He's got the height. He's got the wingspan. And it shows by the number of colleges. Coach Willoughby told us earlier when Cold Springs were entering the regional play that it was a new college calling daily.
We're talking some Division 1A's.
Oh, yeah, several Division 1A's. Yeah. UAB's already offered, a couple of others. And the colleges such as Birmingham, Southern, Samford, all of them are on board. And he's, I think, going to weigh his options out and take his time and decide what's best for him. Hope to see him go to Auburn. They could use a player.
I'm telling you. Boy. Yeah, we got a coach knowing these players.
I'm going to give you some figures in a little bit that will surprise even the most loyal Auburn fans, but how bad can they get? 4:17, we're going to go to a quick break if Melissa will break us away, and we'll be back with more Sports Talk Live. Again, the number 256-737-9951. Anything on your mind, give us a call. You're listening to Sports Talk Live, 95.5 Coleman.
I'm Tommy Warhurst, your Farmers Insurance agent. Protecting what you value most is my job, and I take it very seriously. Is your automobile liability enough to protect all that you've worked for? Does your homeowner's policy carry replacement cost coverage on contents? Or if something happens to you or your spouse, could you stay in your current home? I can help you answer these questions and more at 338-3701 or thewarhurstagency.com. I'm Tommy Warhurst, your Farmers Insurance agent.
We are farmers. Bum, ba-da, bum, 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 bum.
It's football season, and good vision is a must for the referee and for the rest of us. For over 35 years, Dr. Wayne Fuller has been serving Coleman and the surrounding area. At Fuller Optical, we are more than happy to assist you with all of your vision needs. We're located in the heart of downtown Coleman, just south of the Catholic Church. We can be reached online at fulleroptical.com or 256-734-1121. 734-1121. If you like us on Facebook or mention our ad, you can get 10% off designer frames. That's Fuller Optical in the heart of downtown Coleman, just south of the Catholic Church.
Cyber Broadband has been providing broadband to areas generally not served by other providers. Now in its 10th year of providing service, Cyber has expanded to also offer services through Charter Communications. If you have service locally and would rather deal with a local company, Cyber Broadband can be reached at 256-734-1077. Cyber also has server co-location abilities. Visit them online at www.getcyber.net.
At 4:20 on a cloudy, cold, snowy winter day, and gonna get worse. According to which source you want to listen to, as little as a couple of inches of snow expected to fall tomorrow. And if you want to listen to James Spann, who I think is in cahoots with the grocery stores, as much as 8 inches across Coleman, Blount, Walker County. So who knows? Gonna verify something. Don't want to get any false story started. We're going to try to verify this, but we have word now that Coleman City Schools will be closed. Make sure to verify that. We're checking into it right now, but still no word on Coleman County Schools. Okay, the weather forecast again, about 100% chance of rain in the morning. That'll be changing over to a winter mix and then changing to all snow by tomorrow afternoon. Again, 3 to 5 inches of snow expected, so get out to your local grocery store and get the bread and get the milk.
Why do people have to get bread and milk?
You know, yeah, because it's going to be a one-day event. It's going to be one day.
I talked to Janice when I was on the way over here to the radio station, and she just had left the grocery store, and she said it looked like the day before Thanksgiving in the grocery store.
Right. And I have actually been informed by my wife that I will have to make a trip to the grocery store, but I refuse to buy milk and refuse to buy bread.
You know, I guarantee you the average person has more than enough food in their house if they got snow in for 2 days. But I'm serious. What is it about everybody wants to have bread and milk at the house? When it's gonna, if you don't have bread and milk at the house on an ongoing basis, what makes it snow make you want bread and milk?
I don't know. The milk, snow cream, I guess.
Yeah.
And the bread, I don't know. I guess you can toast it over the fire or something, electric.
I was talking to one of the guys, at work today, and he said he went to the grocery store last night not knowing anything about the weather, and he said there was no milk in the grocery store that he went into, and there was no bread. And said he went up to the cashier and said, "Where'd all the bread and milk go?" She said, "Didn't you hear? It's going to snow. Everybody come got the bread and milk." I don't get that.
And I don't. Is it like that everywhere? Melissa says no. But all right, Melissa, another question: is it like that everywhere in the South? Is this just a Coleman thing, or I know it happens in Birmingham because you see the stores, and apparently it happens in Huntsville, so maybe it's just an Alabama thing.
Maybe it is.
I don't know.
It's crazy. Bread and milk. Gotta have bread and milk. It's gonna snow.
Hey, that is right in there with firewood and batteries.
Yeah, I gotta have that batteries, man.
All right. If anyone can confirm the city schools being closed tomorrow, please give us a call. The number 256-737-9951. Trying to check it out while we're talking. I'm not real coordinated on doing two things at one time. So phone ringing now, maybe that is a confirmation.
There might be someone getting on to me about who's the reigning scoring champion.
Take all the shots at him you want. He'll be here today and gone, so I'll have to listen to the complaints after that. So we'll see who this is, but believe it or not, Saturday is the county baseball tournament.
The county baseball tournament.
Some reason, I don't know exactly why that is so goofed up, but.
This Saturday.
Right. All right, we got Tommy Warhurst, a good buddy of ours and Friday Night Live host. Tommy, what you got for us?
Well, I wanted just to kind of confirm for you, because I think kids are going crazy all around town now. Coleman City Schools will officially be closed tomorrow.
All right.
That is official, so.
I really appreciate that, and I guess no word on the counties, because they're going to keep it a secret.
Usually the county will be ahead of the city posting their closings, and no word from the county yet. But I do feel for you having to go to the grocery store this evening, because we wanted to grill hamburgers and steaks tonight, and I was suckered into going to the grocery store before I realized what the weather was. So good luck, because this grocery store actually had a cow out front, so they were marketing. They were milking her and putting it in quart jugs. So.
Yeah, hey, that sounds about right. And hamburger meat is one of the things I've got to get, I think, for some homemade vegetable soup tonight.
Had they sold out of bread?
I did not even go down the milk or bread aisle. I did not want to be seen in the milk or bread aisle. when I saw the cow out front being milked, I thought it was going to be a bad situation.
Yeah.
Tommy, you're like me. Even if you needed milk right now, you wouldn't get it, because you don't want to be one of the people that everybody talks about.
You are exactly right.
Hey, man, we appreciate you confirming that for us.
You're welcome, Jim, and y'all be safe.
All right, thanks, you too. All right, again, official word from Tommy Warhurst, 100% trusted source, Coleman City Schools closed tomorrow, not even a delay. Going to be out all day so they can get their sleds ready, and probably tomorrow evening it'll look about like it does out here right now. So.
Yeah, and everybody and the superintendent would have been right.
Right. But we will have bread and milk.
Oh, we'll have plenty of bread and milk.
Yeah, the Saturday, pending weather, I guess, but by the weekend it's supposed to be up in the 50s, I think, high 40s, low 50s. The county baseball tournament will start. I think that is actually at Wallace. Fairview will play Vinemont at 11 a.m. Saturday. That could be a cold one.
And this seems over. Is it always that early? That seems.
It has got earlier the past years. When I was in high school, we would have a 3-week, 4-week break.
Yeah.
And then baseball started, you know, when the weather warmed up. No, now. As soon as basketball ends, baseball begins.
So is it?
And at Coleman, baseball never ends.
That's a big
deal. And it shows by what I'm going to tell you in just a second.
So on the county baseball, is the county tournament toward the end or the middle of the season?
No, it's
or?
At the beginning of the season. Some of these teams probably have played 1-2 games maybe.
It's at the beginning of the season?
Beginning of the season.
That was brilliant.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know the reasoning behind that. But Holly Pond will play Cold Springs at 1. Again, these times will vary depending on how long each game runs. Hantsville will play West Point at 3. Good Hope will get the bye. And this is a double elimination tournament. So if you want to brave the weather, go out and watch some baseball Saturdays.
Yeah, put your coat on, your gloves, and your hat, and go.
Speaking of Coleman baseball, Coleman 3-1 already 4 games under the belt.
Wow. So that's hard. That's just amazing to me. I mean, I've been in Florida too long.
Right.
Because down there, you know, you play golf, baseball, you know, all that stuff year round. But
yeah, you blister putting up Christmas
lights. Absolutely, and I've done that.
Saturday, this past Saturday, Coleman defeated Spain Park 1-0. Spain Park was last year's 6A champs. They also defeated Oxford 12-1, Vestavia Hills 5-1. Behind the pitching of Branch Hill, who is signed with South Alabama, and Jesse Scott, who is going to the War Eagle Tigers.
Right on.
He will join Keegan Thompson at Auburn, another Coleman great. Auburn filling up with the Coleman Bearcats.
I tell you, Coleman just continues to have, I mean, through the years, baseball is the sport. I mean, they basketball, football, all the same. But seeing like baseball, they really, really put a lot into that sport.
Right. And Thursday, hopefully, if things work out, we will have Coach Patterson on with the Coleman Bearcat baseball coach, and going to find out just how he keeps these kids interested year-round, because they pretty much, he can't work with them year-round, but they pretty much have their workout routine and are throwing or doing something baseball practically year-round.
Didn't you say I need to ride by there one day when they're having a game,
because
they're
tailgating. Yeah, because you've never seen anything like a Coleman baseball game.
Wow.
You know, we grew up Cold Springs, and not knocking the county schools, it's just a different atmosphere at Coleman. But when I was playing high school, you had maybe five, six parents, five or six girlfriends.
You might not even have that if it's a away game.
Right. Oh, no, you wouldn't have that in a away game. You would have the coach and the ball boy and your team, and that was about it.
Yeah.
But Coleman, I've seen motorhomes and grills and flags flying on the motorhomes, and, I mean, they make a show of it, and it shows, and they travel, you know, down to Gulf Shores, Panama City, different places and play. It's a real interesting trip for the kids that are good enough to make it. Not every kid makes the Coleman baseball team, though. So.
Well, that's quite a difference in the way I grew up.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Does anybody want to play?
Please, we need three more to fill the teams.
So. Yeah.
Okay, talk a little college basketball. Of course, Kentucky continues to be the number one team of the nation, still without a loss. Defeated Auburn. Did you get a chance to see any of that game?
I saw the score. That was enough.
110-75, and even though that score is bad, 35 points, it wasn't that close.
The coach has got his work cut out.
I think Kentucky was up 23 or 25-2 to start the game, and before Auburn actually scored a field goal. A couple of free shots, and then they missed four free shots in a row. But Auburn falls to 12-15 overall, 4-10 in the SEC. Bruce Pearl maybe brings in his recruits, and things improve for Auburn.
Do you think he's ever thought, what have I done?
Oh, every night before he goes to sleep. I don't think he could have imagined how bad this team was.
Yeah. But, you know, I was listening to you and Ronnie last week, and, you know, I think Ronnie brought it out that in spite of the record, you know, Coach Pearl has got the team moving in the right direction, you know, packing the Coliseum out, and there's energy to the team there that, you know, unlike anything that maybe Auburn's ever seen. Or at least you got to go back many, many, many years to see that type of energy. But to have a team with a losing record and have that much energy, that's saying a lot. A lot of belief in the coach, but that adds a lot of responsibility and a lot of weight to his shoulders to produce. Because you know when he starts playing with his recruits, if he's not producing, then the pressure comes on him.
Oh yeah, and he's got right now I think the number 12 recruiting class in the nation, ahead of North Carolina.
Wow.
And ahead of Duke. Now some of these players will probably end up. Not the Auburn players, but Duke and North Carolina will probably end up ahead of Auburn. They'll have some late signees. These McDonald's All-Americans is about all they sign. So, on the other side of the state, Alabama, wow, can't get much worse for them either. 16-11, 6-8 in the SEC, and the record is better. But the situation Anthony Grant faces, Alabama head coach, not a good one. His seat can't get much hotter. If it is, somebody had better get a fire extinguisher. Lose to Georgia 66-65 in overtime. Another loss for the Alabama Crimson Tide. So just how bad is Auburn? Well, in points per game, now keep in mind there's 347 total teams playing Division I. Points per game, Auburn in the middle of the pack, 141st.
As far as scoring.
Yeah,
okay.
68 points per game, and I don't know how they get that many. rebounding, rebounds per game, they are 282nd.
Whoa.
Assist per game, 297.
Out of 347?
Out of 347.
Wow.
Field goal percentage, 292nd. So.
My goodness.
There's only, 55 teams worse than them shooting a ball. And, boy, I would hate to see them. I mean, it is ugly. And, you know, Alabama fans can laugh at that, but Alabama, points per game, 180th. Actually further back than Auburn.
Oh, my goodness.
Rebounds per game, 217. Now, here is a shocker. Assist per game, 312th.
No way.
347. Field goal percentage, they are 172 out of 347. So
you can tell this is a football state.
Yeah. Yeah, no basketball played in the state of Alabama, at least not at Auburn or Alabama. If you want to see some good basketball, maybe catch Samford, Birmingham Southern. But
or high school.
Yeah, high school, much more entertaining. So, all right, 4:34, time for another break. Again, the number, 256-737-9951. When we come back, we'll have the next Moolah clue. People's Bank, where's Moolah? You're listening to Sports Talk Live, 95.5 Colt.
I'm Tommy Warhurst, your Farmers Insurance agent. Protecting what you value most is my job, and I take it very seriously. Is your automobile liability enough to protect all that you've worked for? Does your homeowner's policy carry replacement cost coverage on contents? Or if something happens to you or your spouse, could you stay in your current home? I can help you answer these questions and more at 338-3701 or thewarhurstagency.com. I'm Tommy Warhurst, your Farmers Insurance agent.
We are farmers. Bum, ba-dum, bum, bum, bum.
Cyber Broadband has been providing broadband to areas generally not served by other providers. Now in its 10th year of providing service, Cyber has expanded to also offer services through Charter Communications. If you have service locally and would rather deal with a local company, Cyber Broadband can be reached at 256-734-1077. Cyber also has server co-location abilities. Visit them online at www.getcyber.net.
Scissor Salon is your full-service salon, conveniently located on Highway 278 East in Coleman. Scissors welcomes men, women, and children. Appointments and walk-ins welcome. At Scissors, it's all about you. Personal service and attention to detail. That's Scissors. Highway 278 East, Coleman. The little shop with the big scissors on the roof. Scissors, open Tuesday through Friday, 734-6006. That's Scissors.
Next mistake, love's a game, wanna play. New money, suit and tie, I can read you like a magazine. Ain't it funny, rumors fly, and I know you heard about me. So hey, let's be friends, I'm dying to see how this one ends. Grab your passport and my hand, I can make the bad guys good for a weekend. So it's gonna be forever, or it's gonna go down in flames. You can tell me when it's over, if the high was worth the pain. Got a long list of ex-lovers, they'll tell you I'm insane. Cause you know I love the players, and you love the game. Cause we're young and we're reckless, we'll take this way too far. It'll leave you breathless, or with a nasty scar. And I'll write your name. Cherry lips, crystal skies, I could show you incredible things. Stolen kisses, pretty lies. You're the king, baby, I'm your queen. Find out what you want, be that girl for a month. Wait, the worst is yet to come. I'm a nightmare dressed like a daydream. So it's gonna be forever, or it's gonna go down in flames. You can tell me when it's over.
it's torture. Don't say I didn't, say I didn't warn ya. Boys only want love if it's torture. Don't say I didn't, say I didn't warn ya. Your name.
A little delay there. Had to take care of some other business that pays a little more. So had a couple of phone calls had to catch up on. But back to
hey, real quick. I just saw while we were on the break, Coleman County Schools. This is on the Coleman County Schools website. They will be closed tomorrow.
Coleman County Schools will be closed.
Will be closed. That's on the Coleman County School website. Superintendent has posted, or his assistant posted about 30 minutes ago, They will be, the central office and the schools will be closed tomorrow.
Dr. Ross, thank you.
Yes.
Wise decision there. And it may turn out to be a day just like today, nothing on the ground, but better to be on the safe side.
Hey, one more thing here. I just can't get past this bread milk thing. Janice sent me this. She's listening to us. Someone had posted on Facebook about the governor declaring state of emergency. Said Huntsville City has canceled school. Madison County is canceled. It's a matter of time. Madison City will be canceled. Now, Liz, this is what's funny. There will be no milk or bread at any store by 5 p.m.
You know, if I'm with barbers or one of the bread companies, I'm going to pay me a weatherman to do this two or three times a year.
Oh, absolutely.
And you make your money, just kick back then.
That's right.
People will have their bread and be happy.
And this lady, whoever this person is, Janice that sent it to me, said, and guess what I'm out of? Milk and bread.
I wouldn't buy it.
Too funny.
Oh, snow cream.
Yeah.
Now, it's a little bit off sports, but we're going to get back to sports. But snow, such a big topic of discussion now. What is the snow cream recipe? You know it?
No, I don't know.
Melissa, do you know the snow cream recipe?
No, sorry.
If anybody knows, give us a call, 737-9951. Give us your snow cream recipe. If you call and give us a recipe, we'll send you a T-shirt because I honestly don't know how it's made. I know Mother used to make it, and all I know is some sugar something.
Yeah, probably some sugar, vanilla flavoring, and milk or something. Remember, let's get on if you're old enough to remember this or not. But I remember when it would snow, they'd say you can't eat the first snow of the year.
Yeah, I've heard that all my life.
Because
they would also say don't eat the yellow snow.
Yeah, I wonder why. Can't eat the first snow of the year because it takes the radiation out of the air is what they would say.
Right. And I guess now it would be really worse because of the cell phone signals and all.
Yeah.
Got to get that radiation out of the air.
Yeah.
Get it gone.
And don't eat the yellow snow.
Yeah, the yellow snow is really bad. Oh, I've lost my train of thought. Tonight, back to basketball. If you want to enjoy an Auburn or an Alabama game.
I don't know that that's possible.
I don't either, other than you want to use it to nap. Auburn will host LSU, a team that Auburn actually beat at LSU, 6 p.m. our time. That'll be on ESPNU. Now, get this. Tickets, $8. $8 will get you in the door.
$8.
$8.
You can't afford.
We're talking about a 5-3-1s.
You can't afford to stay home.
No, you can't. Alabama hosting South Carolina, a game that should be winnable for Alabama. Also a 6 p.m. tip-off that will be shown on the SEC Network, $22 to get in that game. So,
$22. No wonder Auburn's packing it out.
Yeah, $8 and it holds about 10,000 people, actually 9,000 some odd. The game of the night, for Tyler at least, North Carolina hosts North Carolina State at 7 on ESPN3. And the headliner, I would say, number 5 Wisconsin at number 14 Maryland. So, but you know, every TV in this area, probably in the northern half of Alabama, is going to be tuned in to the Weather Channel or James Spann.
There will be people recording with their DVR or their TiVo the Weather Channel tonight.
Oh, yeah, there's no doubt about it. No doubt about it. Something I want to talk about, we may wait till the 5 o'clock hour, ethics in sports. Where has ethics in sports gone? And run through a few headlines from this year. Get your opinion on it. And you being a pastor and a sports fan, we had Pastor Andy Heiss in with us from Desperation earlier in the year, about the time the Ray Rice situation was going on. And he had some pretty strong words for some of this, and kind of see what your opinion is on it, too. It seems like that sports is on a one-way street headed down. So. Okay, let me see where we've got to. Moolah.
Yeah, moolah.
I almost forgot moolah. Moolah brought to you by People's Bank of Alabama. They are kind enough each segment to sponsor moolah. The old spotted cow is roaming around somewhere again. And, folks, I think Cindy is still not eligible. So right now is your chance to win. Lewis has won. Cindy has won.
So is Lewis, Lewis can't win now, or can he win?
Can't win for 30 days.
Okay,
now, so.
Okay.
So right now is your chance. Lewis, I think he's won a couple of times. Cindy, I've lost
count. Oh, she got a 1099, I think.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. All right. Moolah this week, worth $50, hard-earned cash from People's Bank. And here is clue number one. If you are looking for moolah, you might look between the lines.
You might look between the lines.
You might look between the lines. Now, that could be a lot of places.
Mm-hmm.
But if I made it easy, somebody would solve it today.
So looking between the lines could mean a lot of things.
It could mean on this paper right here.
Yeah.
But it don't.
It could. It could mean between two lions-like animals.
Right.
Or it,
I will clarify that. It's L-I-N-E-S.
Okay. All right.
Lions.
Not lions.
Yeah. Here in the South, we say it all the same. So.
Hey, we eliminate a lot of words out of the dictionary.
Right. Okay. Let me get back to my basketball scene. Again, Coleman County and Coleman City Schools. It is now definite are closed tomorrow. If you've got any businesses that are going to be delayed, closed, or you want to just announce that you're going to open on time, I wonder if Starbucks will be open in the morning.
Boy.
They have, believe it or not, Starbucks has been late opening.
No way.
These cold mornings. Yeah.
And they're selling coffee.
Yeah. You would think.
Yeah, you'd think.
But we don't do that. So. All right. Again, college basketball, Kentucky, the number one team. We've already talked about how bad Auburn is, 12-15, 4-10 in the SEC. Adding Bruce Pearl, is he worth the $1.6
million? I believe he is. I think he is, you know, to already, you know, packing out the Coliseum, to bring the energy into Auburn basketball. It's got to be worth it. Got to be worth it. I mean, you know, hey, a new Coliseum without him, you know, if they hadn't turned this thing in the direction it's going, at least brought some energy into it, you know, in a couple of years, they've probably been stacking hay in there or something.
Oh, yeah. That's about what, before this year, and you can, not now probably, but you could verify this before this was an actual fact, the largest crowd to ever be in Auburn's new basketball arena. Now, get ready for this.
Let me see. How many?
9,000, some yeah. odd, right at 10,000.
Okay.
But it was almost packed out. But it was to watch the Auburn-Alabama football game on the big screen inside the gymnasium. So,
are you serious?
Yes. And
so they're selling out.
Yeah,
now.
And you know where our, sold out, season sold out. You know where our parking is
right.
for the Auburn games. And that is basically just used for the restroom area between the tailgating area and the stadium, a place to cool off when it's hot. But now it's actually being used for basketball. So.
Wow.
Bruce Pearl, kind of unconventional, paints himself up, been known to show up at games when he was at Tennessee. No shirt, painted orange with a big white tee on him, and... don't do things kind of like Wimp Sanderson. And
I wonder how that would go over at Auburn for him to show up with no shirt on and painted.
Yeah, it would go good.
You think?
Oh, yeah. Anything bringing a dollar. How about this? Alabama sports program last year, $33 million to the good. Auburn, $13.75 million in the hole.
How could that be?
I don't know. Explain that one.
You got to be kidding.
No, Allen is dumbfounded. That is a difference of $46.75 million. Now, Auburn's paying a lot of coaches. coaches that we fired.
But Coach Saban getting almost
seven and a half million.
Oh, you get almost twice as much. What miles on you? Four.
Yeah, he's getting right at four.
Yeah.
3.75 or something.
And we lost money.
Lost $13 million.
And they made $33 million.
Yeah.
Wow.
But being a logical Auburn fan, you got to think about it like this. There's probably, I told Ronnie this the other day, there's probably for every three Auburn fans, there's probably five Alabama fans. So licensed merchandise, national championship stuff. Alabama went to the playoffs, the 14 playoffs. So, but I still don't see how Auburn loses $13 million.
And they were
if we had Jay Jacobs back on, I would like to ask him that. I probably wouldn't get an answer. But
well, like too, aren't we getting the largest video screen in our stadium?
Right. Yeah, it will be the largest screen in collegiate football. It will compare to the screen in Cowboy Stadium at the Dallas Cowboys. Now, theirs is, I think, goes from 120 to the other 20. I think Auburn's will be 30 feet or so shorter and not as wide, but it is going to be a monster. I think price tag of like $14 million.
Mm.
So, hey, they better start making some money.
If not, that'll be, that could be $27 million in the hole next year.
Oh, yeah. All right, 4:56, it's time for a break. When we come back, ethics in sports, a topic that has been around all year. Going to run through some things, get your thoughts on it. If you want to chime in, if not, we'll let Preacher Allen give us a word. So, you're listening to Sports Talk Live, 95.5 Coleman.
Scissors Salon is your full-service salon, conveniently located on Highway 278 East in Coleman. Scissors welcomes men, women, and children. Appointments and walk-ins welcome. At Scissors, it's all about you. Personal service and attention to detail. That's Scissors. Highway 278 East, Coleman. The little shop with the big scissors on the roof. Scissors, open Tuesday through Friday, 734-6006. That's Scissors.
Cyber Broadband has been providing broadband to areas generally not served by other providers. Now in its 10th year of providing service, Cyber has expanded to also offer services through Charter Communications. If you have service locally and would rather deal with a local company, Cyber Broadband can be reached at 256-734-1077. Cyber also has server co-location abilities. Visit them online at www.getcyber.net.
I'm Tommy Warhurst with Farmers Insurance. When was the last time you sat down with your agent for a review of your coverages? It's probably been a while. But your insurance is about you and protecting your family. And you should be a part of selecting the coverage that's best for you and get it at a price that fits your budget. My focus is you and doing what's right for you and your family, all while helping you save money. If you'd like a free insurance review, my number is 256-338-3701, and the website is thewarhurstagency.com.
We are farmers. Bum, ba, bum, 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 bum.
All right, back with you, 4:58, coming up on 5 o'clock, and topic we want to discuss today, where has our ethics in sports gone? I want to run through just some thoughts I had today. Sports in general, Allen has had a tough year from the Ray Rice situation. You know, he punched his girlfriend out, the video of him basically dragging her out of the elevator, leaving her laying on the floor, to Adrian Peterson beating, and I will say beating, his son with a switch while he held the leaves. The kid held the leaves in his mouth while Peterson delivered the whipping, the beating, whatever you want to call it. Then you want to step down a level to the college football level, and there's all kind, but we're going to just hit the highlights. Famous Jameis.
Yep.
From stealing crab legs to the yelling of profanities, stuff that is even too bad to even think about.
Profanities, putting it mildly.
Very mildly. And, you know, he still has the allegations of some type of rape, which was never proven, so we're going to just discard that. And then let's break it on down. We go down further, and we wonder why this happens. But we're teaching our athletes at such a young age that it's okay to cheat. It's okay to steal this behavior as long as we win. Look at the Little League baseball team who just forfeited their title because they were playing players from outside of their district. NASCAR now.
Oh, yeah.
Kurt Busch. And definitely suspended for committing domestic violence against his ex-girlfriend. And I hate to keep harping on Nick Saban, but with all the domestic violence that's spread around sports, why do you sign a player with this on his record? And keep in mind, this guy's not even went to trial yet, so we don't know all the facts. Where is sports headed at? What is the problem here? What's the cure? Give us your thoughts on sports.
Well, no doubt it's on more than a slippery slope, and it goes back to, as you said, win at all costs, just so we get the W. That's all that matters. And you know, sadly, we put that in front of you know what a lot of us grew up with integrity. Let me go back to this. I was at a high school game recently. I'm not going to say what team it was, but I was watching Cold Springs, but I was watching I'm not going to say what team they were playing. And there was some actions by the players on the court. Now, I've been kind of removed from high school sports, you know, for many, 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 many years. I mean, like the game has totally changed. And, you know, just the attitude this kid had on the team that Cold Springs was playing, and just, you know, getting in the referee's face and you know, he gets teed up with it. But the way the coach responded to it, one of his star players, the way the coach responded to it was nothing more than really just a little pat on the back, don't do that again.
They probably blamed the referee.
And it shocked me. It shocked me. Right. You know, it shocked me to see that. But it is. It's a win at all costs. And, you know, it's a reflection of our society, really, you know, losing morality, you know, and to allow these things to go on, you know. And I hear the argument like this, Jason, but if a guy is working, say, for you, and he has domestic violence, you know, he punches his wife or whatever, you know, it's kind of a hard thing. How are you going to fire him? You know, what are you going to do? So, but these guys are public figures.
Right.
You know, these guys are public figures. They're the ones that the kids look up to. And so I don't really think the problem is at the bottom of the chain. It's at the top. It's filtering down. You know, so you got these NFL players, these NBA players. And so this gets filtered down. They used to be role models, you know, for kids. And sadly, that's, you know, for a large degree, not in all cases, but large degree, that's been far removed. But, you know, it's just a lack of morality, period, you know, in our country, for these things to be taking place. You know, really, you know, culture is a reflection of society in general. And you and I both know, you know, if you get just watching television, you know, things we see on primetime TV, you know, when you and I were kids, would have been more than rated R.
There's no doubt about it.
And so it's a reflection of, you know, we have lost a lot of sense morality. And not to be preachy with this, but there's a scripture that Jesus said that because of iniquity, the love of many would grow cold. And because we just keep crossing boundaries and keep crossing boundaries, and our heart gets desensitized to, you know, rights and wrongs, and you know, and right. So it's a dangerous situation, you know. that these kids looking up to the Ray Rices, you know, and the and these, you know, the Jameses, and you know, it's sad, you know, it's really, really sad that when we're putting winning above everything, it's a sad day.
Right, and it's a game. I mean,
it is a game, for crying out loud.
I love it as much as anyone, I guess. Probably not as much as anyone, but I love the game. I love competition. But, you know, it don't pay my bills. It does pay these guys' bills.
Yeah.
But it don't pay my bills. The sun still comes up, even if these guys win or lose. LeBron James, at the end of the day, is mm-hmm. going to be super wealthy. Michael Jordan, super wealthy. But as you said, it has continued to decline. And there has to be a shock factor.
Mm-hmm.
What Allen does, Jason's got to top that a little bit. Mm-hmm. You know? What Jason does, then this guy over here, he's got to top it a little bit. You know, the flipping the birds to the fans, the grabbing your crotch and making all kinds mm-hmm. of gestures at the fans. If they would sit these guys out, I'm not talking about putting a $5,000-$10,000 fine.
Yeah.
I'm talking about hit them where it hurts,
mm-hmm.
and in the pocketbook, not in the crotch, but in the pocketbook.
Yeah, if they suspended a guy for a game or two or whatever, as much as guys make, you know, that's gonna hurt, especially an NFL player.
Yeah,
you know, and it would hurt, but you know,
it's all screwed up. Even at the college level. They punish the wrong people. If let's say that Auburn is caught cheating today, that Gus Malzahn has been paying players, which I do not doubt a bit. I think it goes on at college program.
Yeah.
But let's say Auburn's busted for it today. By the time the investigation rolls around, a year and a half passes, Gus is fired. He moves on to his next coaching job. The next 4 years, a player is coming in, pays mm-hmm. the price for what Gus Malzahn did.
Yep.
So I don't know the answer to it. But.
Well, the answer to that in that case would be ban him from college football.
Yeah, I would be all for that.
You know, if he put
the time that the college team is on probation.
That's right. But, you know, ban him. Ban him from football. He can't draw any severance. Because if he puts, you know, Auburn or whatever college it is on probation and costs them scholarships, they should be the ones that are punished.
But, and I'm going to talk about our beloved Auburn here. Instead, things like this happen. Pat Dye, I mean, it's not a big violation, but he did violate NCAA mm-hmm. rules. He was buying steaks, probably a lot more than that. He had knowledge of it, and so what is his punishment? He resigns. He continues mm-hmm. to draw a check from Auburn,
yep.
lives in Auburn, and is highly regarded at Auburn
mm-hmm.
because he beat Alabama. He stopped the 9-year winning streak. So, you know, there is no punishment for these guys. It's like they're above the law.
Yeah.
So.
You know, the thing about, you know, the Ray Rice deal, you know, everybody's seen that on television a lot. One of the things that really blows my mind about that whole deal, and this is really a side journey from what we're talking about, is how his now wife took up for him.
Yeah.
And said that the media ruined their life.
Yeah.
No, he was the one beating her. Knocked her out and then drug her out in the hall.
And I'm telling you, I'll stand by it to the day I die. It don't take much of a man, and if you're listening in one of those, I'm talking to you. It don't take much of a man to hit on a woman.
Yeah, I like to say, I said this several times speaking, you know, preaching that a guy who would beat on a woman, they ought to put him in one of those cages like these WWF wrestlers used to do and jack them up on steroids and turn a couple of guys loose on him and let him experience what that woman experienced.
Turn Chuck Liddell back in his prime.
Mm-hmm.
Turn some of them guys loose on him.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't have any, you know, I have compassion from the standpoint of a guy who would hit a woman, a Ray Rice or whoever, you know, they need help and they're valued, but I don't have any mercy for that.
Right.
You know, I don't, you know, you and I grew up, you know, being strongly taught, you know, you do not lay your hands on a woman. And, man, it just gets me. But the whole thing, what you're talking about, I just mean to pick on Ray Rice here, but the whole thing that you're talking about, it's really a reflection of our society as a whole, because we have become a me first country. And, you know, so in that comes, we got to win at all cost, you know, make exceptions for the elite. And it's a sad day. And if something doesn't happen, you know, you're going to see more and more, you know, kids coming into college football with that elite mindset that I'm the exception to the rules, that don't apply to me. I can get by with doing, you know, whatever I want to do.
They grew up with it. They've never known anything different. The parents let them buy with it. The coaches let them buy with it. The principals let them buy with it. And then if they're an all-star as Jameis was, they get by with it in college. And I know if Jeffrey Sullins is listening, he would have a different opinion of that. And, Jeff, I would like for you to call and talk about Jameis a little bit. He's a big Florida State fan here in town. The number, 256-737-9951. If you've got a different opinion, agree with us, disagree with us, whatever, let us know, because I can't see anybody really disagreeing with that. But
I don't know how you could, you know.
Who was it, the star that said it was okay to, he thought it was okay to beat his wife as long as it was a stick smaller than a water hose or something?
Yeah.
What is his name? The 007 guy, Sean Connery.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, Sean Connery, not exactly right. So.
Yeah. You know, there used to be a law in the books in Alabama that is okay to beat your wife with a stick as long as it was not bigger than your thumb.
Right, and it used to be about spitting on the sidewalk.
Yeah.
So. Speaking of winning at all costs, another question. When is it okay, and when is it not okay to storm the court, storm the field? And I ask this because if you've seen ESPN or any of the news accounts, Kansas State beats Kansas in basketball, which is unheard of. It's kind of like, I guess, UAB beating the University of Alabama in football. They beat them 70-63. Kansas ranked number 8 in the country. And Kansas State storms the court, and not only do they storm the court, some of the players of Kansas were elbowed, punched before they could get off the court. So now my question, when is it okay and when is it not okay to storm the court or the field? Or, you know, Auburn done it after they broke the 9-year. They done it at the kick six. Ole Miss done it when they beat Alabama. Seemed like a lot of people storm after they beat Alabama.
Yeah, it's amazing, isn't it?
Don't know why.
Yeah. Tear the goalposts down, take them home with you, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know that as far as when it's right, I think, you know, I mean, it turns into right. I don't know that there is an answer to that question.
You know, used to it had to be a big game. Now it's Kansas State beating Kansas in a regular season game, and they storm the court.
Yeah.
Folks, take time to watch that video. Unbelievable for a regular season game. You would have thought Kansas State had just won the national championship.
Yeah, I don't know how do you stop it, you know.
You don't. And all it takes is one nutcase to get by security, and then it's over with.
Yeah, some mob rule then.
Auburn. Storm, when they stormed the field after the kick six, I think the damage was $12,000-$13,000. And the goalpost wasn't even torn now, so who knows? I don't know the answer to that question either.
Was it Auburn? Who was Auburn playing that time when they turned the water hoses on them?
Georgia.
Yeah. Auburn, Georgia.
They were pulling our grass up.
Yeah.
Man, we had to do something.
Had to put the fire hose on them.
Yeah. And that one. That one will go down in Auburn history. Going to give you some state tournament scores. Speaking of basketball in Kansas State, Tanner out of it. Cold Springs beat Tanner three times during the regular season. Tanner met their match in Birmingham in the semifinals, and I don't have a final on that, but that game was played yesterday.
I think they got beat. I think they got beat pretty bad, yeah, if
was,
I remember.
It was pretty bad. I'll look the score up here in just a second. Melissa, if you can take us to a quick break, let me get some scores together, and we'll come back with another moolah clue. Moolah clue number two for the day, and hopefully, Coach Meyer, if you're listening, give us a call. Let's talk a little Coleman basketball. You're listening to Sports Talk Live 95.5 Coleman, Alabama.
Is your paycheck slipping away in insurance premiums? Let Alpha Insurance show you how to tackle savings with rewards and discounts for loyal customers. Save even more when you bundle your home, car, and life insurance with Alpha. Plus, you'll get friendly service from the hometown team right here in Coleman. That would be Cynthia Phillips, reachable at 256-734-1224, or stop by and pay her a visit behind Sonic Drive-In at 216 Compass Way Southwest. You can also send her an email, cphillips@alphains.com.
It's football season, and good vision is a must for the referee and for the rest of us. For over 35 years, Dr. Wayne Fuller has been serving Coleman and the surrounding area. At Fuller Optical, we are more than happy to assist you with all of your vision needs. We're located in the heart of downtown Coleman, just south of the Catholic Church. We can be reached online at fulleroptical.com or 256-734-1121. 734-1121. If you like us on Facebook or mention our ad, you can get 10% off designer frames. That's Fuller Optical in the heart of downtown Coleman, just south of the Catholic Church.
Back with you. Going to give the number out again, 256-737-9951. Anything on your mind, any announcements, delays, if you just want to call and give us your opinion on something, give us a call. And still waiting on Coach Meyer. I'm fixing to text that rascal and get him to call.
You know, before we took the break, you were talking about Tanner and you're making it to the state tournament and Cold Springs having beaten them three times. It wouldn't have something like 13-13.
Yeah, somewhere in that neighborhood.
Almost like a 50-50. Some would say lucky, or say I don't know who they played. Did Tanner play a higher caliber teams, being where they're positioned as far as in the state, versus what a Cold Springs would play, or a Vimont or a Good Hope? Or
Tanner always play their, of course, their area games and a couple of games they're close around, but they also play the Decaturs, the Austins, the Big School. I'm not sure which ones they play each year, but they play the Tanner, a 2A school, and they regularly play the 5As, 6As. And, you know,
so it'd be understandable why they're basically 50-50.
Right, during the year, but come tournament time, they're ready for anybody. And Tanner is a steady name in Birmingham. Speaking of Birmingham, Adam, the state semifinals has been postponed until Thursday, so no basketball tomorrow in the Civic Center. The state basketball tournament, it's serious now when the state basketball tournament.
Oh, you know it is. Because there's a lot of planning goes into that, man. That's they're having to juggle a lot of different things to make that thing shift over to Thursday.
Teams traveling from all over the state. Some already got hotels and bedded down. Now, how would you like to be in that situation, be a coach with 10, 15 ball players and cheerleaders?
No.
All I know is you keep the cheerleaders in one hotel and the ball players in another.
So. You said that right.
Here are some scores. Run through them kind of quickly here. In 1A action, I've got to find out if I'm in the boys' division or the girls' division here. Let me back up a step. I don't want to give out the wrong thing. Boys, 1A action looks like this. Sunshine defeated Phillips 61-46, and Sacred Heart Catholic, that's another thing I want to talk about. Sacred Heart Catholic defeated A.L. Johnson 74-40, a 34-point victory. So in the 1A finals, it's Sunshine versus Sacred Heart Catholic. And Sunshine, another steady name in Birmingham. As I move on to 2A, Alan, I asked this question several times during the year. What's your thoughts on private schools playing in the public school state basketball
team? I don't think they should. You know, I don't think they should. In my daughters both went to private schools quite a bit, not the caliber of a Madison Academy, but I know they give unfair advantage by the scholarships they can give. The little school that Lori went to, when, you know, we were in Florida where she graduated, a Baptist church had this school. And since we've left, suddenly they got this, right at 7 foot tall, kid.
Yeah, I've seen.
Yeah, from Africa. And
just happened to enroll.
And it just happened to enroll at that little school. No, you know, somebody scholarshiped him. And that's an unfair advantage. You know, it's really unfair. Because basically what they're doing is paying those players.
Right.
Because they give them free education.
You'll never, in fact, it was some of your kinfolks that I had the argument with. You'll never convince them of that. They are operating just like public schools. Now, they do have to play up, I think, two classifications or one classification. I forgot how it is. But still, why is Madison Academy at the state basketball
tournament? No, they should not be. There should be for private schools. There should be a tournament for them.
Right.
And I know that Madison would probably had run away with it, no doubt, because, you know, there's a lot of money in that school. But having had daughters in private schools, you know, private school does have an unfair advantage, you know, because they can give scholarships. You know, kids can come from anywhere. They're not restricted to a district. You know, you could be living in another county and go to that school, you know. So it's really, to me, it's totally unfair.
Yeah, Madison Academy, the year before Tyler finished, graduated a 7 foot African, and also the Tyler senior year had the 3A player of the year, and they were on the same team. How they keep getting these 7 footers. In 2A action, we talked about Tanner. Tanner did go down to Lafayette and get this score, 87-56. Tanner, a good ball team, and so I would like to see Lafayette play, because 87-56, 31-point victory.
I tell you, I watched Tanner and Cold Springs play down at Cold Springs. Cold Springs beat them that night. But I'm telling you, that was a rough bunch of guys. I'm telling you, I've never seen a team play rougher basketball than that group does, man. They get after the ball. They're not afraid to get a busted lip in the scrap for the ball.
You know, I think this year is the first time Cold Springs has ever beaten Tanner, and they beat them 3 times this year. And
well, 2 times that night I watched them, they had stopped the game because of blood.
Hey, that's when it gets good.
One was a Cold Springs player, and one was their big boy.
All right. Speak of the devil, Coach Bobby Meyer, one of my favorite guys, and Coleman Bearcat coach. Coach, welcome to Sports Talk Live again.
Hey, thank you. Afternoon, fellas.
Hey, guy. Good to have you.
Hey, Coach. My brother Alan sitting in. Runny is out with the old flu bug.
Oh, wow. I'm glad. I hope he stays away from everybody.
Yeah, there you go. Keep him at home. Coach, I want to tell you, I made it down to watch the game with Lee, and, man, all I can say is you guys caught a buzzsaw. I don't think I've seen a team quite the caliber of Lee in a long time.
Yeah, they were, you know, they were a good team when you going into it, and you know, they caught us had a good time for them. Not that, you know, we didn't match up well, but we also were at our best in that game. And we had a chance to stay in the game early. And, you know, first quarter, we just didn't make our shots. And you know, the game kind of got double figures, and they kind of held on to it.
Right. We talked about, kind of went through some of your team's accomplishments this year, but fill us in case I left off something. I know how you keep up with everything back from Tyler's days, so tell us about the team this year, what all you guys accomplished at Coleman.
You know, we had a great year. I think we finished 24-9, and you know, some big victories in there if you go back to, you know, the games at during Christmas and you know, beating a Mountain Brook team that was number one in the state and still, you know, up to winning the state in 7A. We beat those guys down in the Steel City Classic and was able to beat our defending 6A and defending 5A champion with Mount Brook, and then beat Parker also down there. You know, from that point on, we continued kind of a high-level play playing in our area, which is one of the toughest areas in the state. We had ourselves and Austin, who was ranked in the top five all year, and had to battle those guys, won two out of three from those guys, and they were very good. And then coming out of our area tournament, had to play a tough minor team who was, again, you know, physically just bigger and stronger than us, but we found a way to beat them. And then, you know, make it to Athens in the Sweet 16 game, and they were returning regional finalists last year, and got some good kids back, and go to overtime and win a kind of an epic game with those guys, and then, you know, have to play Lee. But, you know, throughout the year, you know, we played a tough schedule, played teams out of Mississippi and Arkansas that were top ranked, and you know, the kids just always performed and played their hearts out.
Yeah, boy, I know the people in Coleman are very proud of this team. I think, correct me if I'm wrong, but the furthest they've ever made it in the tournament, to the regional finals there, and one step away from Birmingham. So you got to be pleased with it. Even though you're disappointed, you've got to be pleased.
Yeah, it was definitely, you know, on the boys' side, it was the first time we'd reached the Elite Eight. The girls have reached that point before, but on the boys' side, it was the first time we'd reached it. And, you know, some unique things that you don't see often around here in basketball. You know, we sell out our gymnasium to the point of locking down the doors, you know, two or three games, and, you know, people can't even get in the gym. And then, you know, lo and behold, we do the same thing, not that it was just us, but just the game that we played, the Sweet 16 game against Athens, you know, they locked the doors down there at the Coliseum, you know. So that's a unique thing to happen for a team that you don't see very often, and, you know, it's a testament to how hard those kids played. And people, you know, and that's true for any team. If you got a team of kids that just want to play hard and get after it, you know, people want to see them play. And so that was the truth for this team.
Right. And going back to what you said there, I remember Tyler's senior year.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, every game just about was close. I mean, they played pretty much to the level of their competition, but man, the gym would be packed out because they didn't have the talent that they could go out and blow somebody off the court.
Right.
It was going to be close, but they give it 110%, and that's what people want to see.
And that's exactly right. You know, doing things technically correct is important. You know, having your players perform, you know, doing things the right way in basketball way is important. But so, you know, what a kid brings to the game as far as their heart and how hard they're going to play is what people will pick up on. And they'll come back and play and see them play again.
Right. Tell us a little bit about Lawson Schaefer. And I see that he, Birmingham Tip-Off Club, co-player of the year. He split that award, but what an honor that is.
Yeah, he's co-player of the year with Design Ingram, and this is the first of many awards that come out. This is just one of the awards of club, one of the biggest, I guess, tip-off clubs in Alabama, and of course got a lot of prominent guys involved there in Birmingham area. They run the Final Four tournament in Birmingham, so they voted him their guy, along with Design Ingram out of Theodore, who signed with Alabama. And so it's a huge honor. I mean, that's a statewide honor, and, you know, coming down the pike, you know, there'll be awards for All-State and 6A Player of the Year and hitters, and then also you'll have Mr. Basketball, Miss Basketball, that award comes down, so we hope he's part of that. But, you know, a lot of big things coming down for a kid who really deserves it, who's performed at every level and against every conceivable player that you can throw at him.
He's got some moves. Some of them shots he made the other day with Lee, he's having to use the old rim to get the reverse, but somehow he got him in there.
Yeah, he's a special player. You don't see him come along like that often. That can just impact the game in so many ways. I mean, he leads us in every category, including rebounding and every, you know, defensive categories. So, from the point guard position. So, he's one of those guys that just makes everybody better. Mm-hmm. And, he'll be sorely missed. But he's got a lot of big things coming down the pike and, he's getting a lot of interest right now from a lot of schools and getting some big interest from some of the big schools in the state now, so we hope to get him signed pretty soon. I think April 10th is the college signing day.
Awesome.
Hey, Coach, this is Alan, Jason's brother. Yeah. You know, I moved away in 93, lived in Florida for almost 21 years, pastoring a church. And one of the things that I've been amazed about, so I was away from high school basketball, other than occasionally I'd come back, and watch my great nephew play or something, and mm-hmm. my nephew through the years. But man, it's amazing to me how basketball has changed. And, you guys, from what I have seen of you and heard and, read and talked to Jason about and heard Ronnie say, you guys have turned the 3-point game into your bread and butter, and so it's drastically changed the game. The amount of points you guys score now just blows my mind. I mean, you're scoring more than college teams play. Scoring.
Yeah, that's something that we kind of made a change over the last couple of years, and there's a realization that if you have players can shoot the ball, if you come down the floor and don't get shots up quickly, you cut down on their basically the amount they can shoot it. So it's pretty simple, and what we want to do is play a full court, 94 foot game, and play defense over that full court and get people into different positions where they're not comfortable. Most teams don't practice, transition defense. They're going to practice half court defense. You're going to work on your half court main, your half court zone, and be very good at that. And what we want to play against is before you get into that mode. And so we want to bring it down and get the shots up in transition with guys who are ready to shoot. Why run a whole set of plays to get the same shots you can get immediately in transition? Mm-hmm. So you just have to, as a coach, kind of let go and understand that you might take some bad shots, but if you trust your players to take good shots, they'll just take good shots early.
Yeah. And, from what I've seen, seeing Red and know about you guys, it's amazing how many shooters mm-hmm. that you had. It's incredible.
And that's the kids work hard, but we try and develop shooters. That's one thing that I've done over the last few years is we work on shooting, and we work on it with every player. You got to have every player that needs to be able to shoot the ball and expect to shoot the ball and the ball hits their hands if they're open. So you develop shooters, and you never put that seed of doubt in their mind that I shouldn't shoot this, because if you do, they won't shoot it, and then that leads to shooting poorly. So, we never doubt a shot and just let the kids shoot it, but, hopefully they earn it. Earn the right to shoot it and practice
and
putting in the reps.
Yeah, I tell you, man, that's quite a change. I graduated in Cold Springs in 1975. We were the 5 of 5 in a row.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
so it's amazing because I can remember, I know Jason can too, remember going to practice not even shooting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right, the whole practice.
Yeah, it's like, you gotta get where you can shoot. But I love watching the game now, but it's quite a change, man. But you've done a great job there, and hats off to you for what you accomplished this year and for the way you've turned Coleman in the right direction, man. You're doing a great job. And
as coaches, we depend upon having talent. So, we've been blessed to have some good talent coming through for the last, I've been there 5 years, and there's been good players every year in the cupboard, and the next guy steps up, and we'll have some change next year, but we've got some good young players, and to continue something, you have to have players who believe in the system and set out to working in the off season, and you know, right now they're working hard to get that done.
Coach, I got to ask you, I know you're headed to a game, so which direction are you headed? If you're, you told me you're not going to Auburn, so I feel better about you now.
Well, we had planned on going to Auburn, but now I'm not going to a game at all. I'm probably going to the grocery store.
I'll see you there.
Which is the worst.
Yeah.
We'll get some bread and milk. We've been talking about bread and milk here on the program.
Oh, my gosh. I dread it. But, I was going to head to Auburn, but we've kind of put that on the damper for now. We're going to go down in a week or so and watch the, I think they play. Who they play tonight? Who's Auburn playing
tonight? LSU tonight.
Yeah, they play Georgia. This is the game we're going down to watch. So.
Have you seen a college team shoot the ball as poorly as Auburn? I think Auburn could have used all of your shooters.
I don't understand the college mentality. There are so many good players around, and it seems like colleges, especially our in-state colleges, they go after the guy who can play above the rim rather than the guy who can shoot in the rim. And at some point, you got players that can shoot the ball. And if you have guys on those wings that can shoot it, you can allow those athletes who can go get it more room. And I'm not sure why they don't figure that out around here.
Yeah, that blows my mind. I guess the last shooter at Auburn was Scotty Pullman?
You had Pullman, you had Wings. There's been some other good shooters. His name escapes me right now. But some other really good shooters, and Alabama's had the same thing. When you have good shooters, you have good teams.
Hey, how hot is Anthony Grant's seat right now?
Yeah, it's unfortunate. You know, I've had the privilege of meeting him this past summer. We went to camp down there, and gosh, he's such a very great guy. You know, dignified coach, does it the right way, does it to details, and for whatever reason, just can't get the edge to get things rolling down there. I know he's got good players. You know, again, I wish he had some different types of players sometimes, shooters and that sort of thing, to be a little bit more diverse. But because you can't, you know, his teams play great defense, but you can't win on just defense. You can't do it. The game's just not going to happen that way. So, you know,
The days of when we were in high school trying to hold somebody to 50 or under is over with.
So. Yeah, it's over. And so, you know, you got to change your philosophies a little bit. And unfortunately, it may be too little too late. I don't know for him, but he's a great guy. But I hate to see, you know, you see a guy who you wish would be successful not be successful, but, you know, it may happen.
Now, before we let you go, give us a little peek at next year. What can we expect? Who you got returning, and just give us a quick look at next year's team.
We've got one returner kid who will probably be close to All-State this year. Seth Suave will be returning, and he'll be a big impact player for us. And, you know, we have some other guys that started a lot of games for us this year. Gage Goodman and Matt Kofer and Elijah Price, who's a ninth grader that started a lot for us this year. And, you know, we've got some other guys that we'll step in there from our younger programs, and we'll rebuild and fill in and, you know, play a similar style. We're not going to slow it down. We're not going to change what we're doing. We're going to play you for 94 feet, and we're going to get the ball up and down and shoot it. So players got to work, and we'll fill in those holes. Schedule-wise, we're going to play a tough schedule. With, you know, we're picking up Athens on the regular season schedule, and we'll start Gardendale's and some other schools like that, and we're going to beef up our Christmas tournament schedule with some teams like Thompson out of Birmingham and some other bigs, and so it'll be another tough year to try and do some things well.
Be a tough year, but come tournament time, it'll pay off for you. So.
Yeah, that's what you try and build, is that toughness to play against the good players and good teams.
All right. Well, Coach, I'm going to let you go to the grocery store, and man, can't tell you how much we appreciate all the time you took. Every time we've asked you to call, you've called this year, and the job you've done at Coleman, remarkable. So
thank you guys for following sports around here and following high school basketball especially. It's a fun thing to do, and when it's done the right way, there's nothing more exciting in my opinion.
That's right, and be sure to tune in a week from today. We will be announcing our team of the year, our coach of the year, player of the year, both boys and girls, and week from today. We're going to do it today, but Ronnie caught that flu bug, so a week from today we'll be passing out all kind of awards. So.
Oh, that sounds great. Look forward to it.
All right, Coach. Thanks a lot for joining us.
Thanks, Coach.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right. Coach Bobby Meyer of the Coleman Bearcats, and I'm telling you, and I've been around Coach Meyer for years, Tyler's coach in high school at Vinemont, and there is none better, great person. He's the kind of guy you want your son to play for.
Oh, that's awesome. That's good. I've heard nothing but good about him.
All right, let's take one more break here coming up on 5:40, see if we can get a few more openings and closings and so forth, and we'll be right back. You're listening to Sports Talk Live.
Scissors Salon is your full-service salon, conveniently located on Highway 278 East in Coleman. Scissors welcomes men, women, and children. Appointments and walk-ins welcome. At Scissors, it's all about you. Personal service and attention to detail. That's Scissors. Highway 278 East, Coleman. The little shop with the big scissors on the roof. Scissors.
Okay, 5:40. It looks like the clouds are rolling in. The kids are out of school. Some parents probably not happy. Some happy, but some probably not happy that kids are going to be home tomorrow. So we didn't ever get our snow cream recipe. So I was going to give away a T-shirt for that, but I think you've looked one
up. Yeah, I've looked it up because, you know, you and me both, we ate some snow cream when we were kids. Man, I wish we'd got Mother's recipe. It just says 8 cups. This is on, I don't know where this is at, Food Network. 8 cups of snow.
8 cups of snow.
Yeah.
You got to have snow.
You got to have snow. 1 14-ounce sweetened condensed milk and a teaspoon of vanilla flavoring. Place the snow in a bowl and stir it up and eat it.
Hey, that's pretty simple.
That's simple. I think I could do that.
Yeah.
When you go to the grocery store tonight, better get you some condensed milk, sweetened condensed milk.
Sweetened condensed milk and snow.
Yep, and some vanilla flavor.
We've got to have the snow, or all of it is gone.
Yeah, you can't do it without the snow unless you use shaved ice or something. Then it would be snow cream.
That's right, it'd be shaved ice cream.
Yeah.
The state basketball tournament, if you're planning on going tomorrow, no need in it. Even if you can get out, it has been canceled. We'll pick up again Thursday. You can visit the Alabama High School Athletic Association webpage to catch up to date on what that schedule will be. Again, Coleman County and City Schools closed. Getting a message here from Alabama Power, which we are not a part of, but I would say the same thing would be true here. Weather forecast, a tricky business. Winter weather can be some of the most difficult to predict. A thunderstorm forecast might be off 30 miles. No one bats an eye, but a shift of 30 miles makes a huge difference in weather. One sees snow, sleet, freezing rain, or just plain rain. Much of the planning around those predictions must be fluid and subject to change. Alabama Power, we can't wait until the last moment to suddenly be ready. Our customers count on us to get the job done in a moment of need. That's why we look at the number of factors and appropriately scale our response. And so there is now talk of possible power outages tonight from falling tree limbs, and that would be a dandy situation.
Be terrible.
Or not tonight. Let me rephrase that. Tomorrow.
Tomorrow night. Yeah, and you got a fireplace.
I've got one. I've actually got firewood, too.
Yeah.
So we'll burn
Kathy to build you a fire? And
no, we'll pass on that one. So. Yeah. And I hope she's not listening now, or I won't have any supper when I get home.
Jessica built our fire.
No, I don't think I would.
See, all I gotta do is flip a switch.
I want you to tell a story. You don't have to tell who the story is about, but I want you to tell a story, since we're talking snow and fires, about building a fire in your house and what not to use.
Yeah, you don't use gasoline in a house.
Yeah.
I've got someone that I know very well.
And it's not me. Let's get
it's
that.
It's not you.
Let's get that out of the way.
You know better. I was at their house one night, had my back to the fireplace, and I guess it's about 10 feet behind me. Got a long living room. Anyway, kind of cold, you know. All of a sudden, I heard poof. And I thought, what in the heck? And I looked around, and this person had a gas can in the house.
In the house.
With my grandchild not far away. And I said, what did you do? And this person said, well, started it with gas. And I said, what do you mean? I always start my fires.
You're thinking, when you say gas, now, even though you've seen the can, you're probably thinking natural gas.
I looked and saw the gas can sitting there about 8-10 feet away from the fireplace, and this person had put gasoline on, not a tremendous amount, but on the logs in the fire, or in the fireplace, and lit it. No.
That's a true story. I've heard that story several times, and I'm still speechless. So
I am too. I am too, and I will not say everything I said. But
it might be better since you are a man of the word.
Yeah, yeah, that's one of the dumbest things I've ever seen.
Hey, if anybody can top that one, give us a call.
Yeah, I don't think. No.
I can top it by somebody I know. I got to tell this one, then we'll move on. But a young man that I know very well, great guy, pretty good common sense, you would think.
Mm-hmm. Driver's license and everything.
Driver's license, yeah. Graduated from high school.
Mm.
He has the same idea to start the fire with gas, with gasoline.
Mm. In the house.
In the house. So he takes a Coke bottle and drills him a little hole in the top, or cuts it with his knife.
No.
So he's got him a squirt bottle.
No way.
And he squirts it on there, throws a match to it, and it does the big puff and all, you know, and he squirts a little more on it. Well, the fire traced the gas back to the bottle,
mm-hmm.
and he has a little explosion there in his hand. The bottle hits the floor.
Oh, no.
Catches the floor on fire. So he kicks the bottle across the
house. You can't make stuff up like this.
He kicks the bottle across the house, catching more of his floor on fire.
Oh.
And then finally he thought to open the door, and he kicks the bottle out, but not before he burnt part of his floor and the wall. So the moral to that story, don't use gasoline to start your fires.
It's almost unbelievable that anybody would do that. It's just beyond comprehension.
I don't know if you heard it or not, but we used to do a out in left field segment.
Yeah.
And amazing people killing spiders with torches and burning their house up.
So, you can't top those two.
No, that would be hard to top. So, all right. Let me get a look at the weather here, see what we've got.
I know you're concerned right now about getting that milk and bread.
Yeah, I'm headed for the milk and bread. 80% chance snow tomorrow, and they've already look like taking most of the rain out. A high of 34, a low tomorrow night of 24. Thursday, sunshine, partly cloudy, 45, low of 27. Getting into the weekend, looks dry until Sunday, when we get a 30% chance of rain Monday and Tuesday of next week, 60%, but it's going to be warm enough those days. Nothing to worry about as far as the frozen word, so. Trying to pull up another site here, see if we can get some more closings. You got anything?
No, Coleman, the superintendent did delay, the Coleman County school closing, but he did close I'm just interested to see if the snow is really going to happen, because you know how it is, you know, in Alabama, they build it up, and then tomorrow it looks like it does today. So.
Right. But if he didn't, then we would be on here Thursday talking about
definitely
how dumb a decision it was. The latest snow accumulation, now get this, if you're on the Alabama-Tennessee line, looks like 2 to 3 inches forecast. This from ABC 3340, James Grocery Man Span. Coleman area, looks like a line from about just north of Huntsville down to northern Jefferson County, 3 to 6 inches, isolated amounts of up to 8 inches of snow tomorrow. I keep saying tonight, I'm used to snow being a night event. South of Birmingham, down into Shelby County, southern Jefferson County, northern Shelby County, 2 to 3 inches. Tuscaloosa, right in that 2 to 3. Southern Tuscaloosa, 1 to 2 inches. Precipitation begins between 8 and 11 a.m. tomorrow. Heaviest snow during the afternoon hours. Snow should end Wednesday night. Travel issues linger into Thursday morning. So now all bets will be the kids have already shifted off of tomorrow, wondering if they're going to have school Thursday or not.
Yeah, you'll be getting messages too. Will there be work on Thursday?
That's right. As far as Spiegel Contracting, we will make an announcement tonight by 7 p.m. I've got to listen to Span the Man a little bit more. And right now, don't look favorable.
Yeah, so it's very, very heavy. I'm reading something that Span just tweeted 2 minutes ago. Said very heavy, wet snow. Very heavy. We'll see.
I'll tell you what. We got 9 minutes. Give us
call. You did get the moolah question.
You're right. I left out moolah. Moolah is still out there somewhere, so I'm going to have to think of a clue. And let me go ahead and do the propers. Moolah brought to you by People's Bank of Alabama. $50. Moolah is hidden somewhere. I'll give this one in Coleman County. The first clue was look between the lines.
Yep.
L-I-N-E-S. Okay. I feel like I'm in a spelling book. The second clue is look. No, that clue would give it away, so I'm going to change it. Look where the grass grows.
Look where the grass grows.
Look where the grass grows.
Between the lines.
Between the lines, and it has to be spot on.
And it's in Coleman County.
It is in Coleman County. So that's Coleman County, Coleman City, Viamont, Good Hope, Holly Pond, Cold Springs, somewhere.
Your own chapel?
Yeah. I'll even give you another one. If you're looking for moolah, you would look at a place where you could run. Okay. And there is a lot of running goes on. And that's all
Between the lines.
Between the lines, where the grass grows, and there's a lot of running goes on.
And a lot of running goes on.
Yeah. That's all the clues today. For People's Bank, where's...
So Cindy's out. She's...
Yeah, Cindy's out, or she would already have it figured out. So. To my good friend Ronnie Barnes, if you're listening, I hope you're feeling better, but stay home as long as you need to. We don't need the flu around. That has been passed around. But I'm going to do this the last 7 minutes, and don't know if we'll get any takers or not, but call, give us your snow prediction as far, and everybody's eligible. Cindy, you're eligible. Lewis, everybody is eligible for this one. It'll be worth $20. Give us your snow prediction. The person closest wins the prize. Now, you can't guess the same number. If the first caller calls in and says 3 inches, 3 inches is gone. So,
now, where are you going to measure it? Where's this going to be measured?
I will measure it on my driveway.
On your driveway.
So it will be at Viamont on Lake George. You got to take that lake into consideration.
Okay. I'm going to guess. I'm going to say 0 inches.
Melissa's saying 0 inches. You're not very positive.
I'm guessing zero. Give out the number.
All right, the number, 256-737-9951. And, of course, I'm not included in this, but I'm going to guess 2.5 inches. You going to take a stab at it?
I'm going to say...
You're going to say 2 3/4.
I'm going to say 1.5, 1.5.
I didn't say it's 1.5 inches.
Because we're not included in this.
That's right. Yay. All right. You got a caller to take a guess? Who we got?
Coming live from St. Louis.
From St. Louis. This is the man that owns the plans.
Where there is no snow on the ground.
No snow.
6.5 inches.
Why did you leave and leave us with all the snow?
I can't answer that.
You're missing the most exciting time here in Coleman.
I know. I've been telling Melissa for the last month I want to, like, have an entire week off, you know, from work and school and just hang out at the house, and then I'll leave.
Yeah, well, you might get one day out of this one that's going to warm up and be gone, but...
Yeah, by the time I come back, it'll be gone.
I don't know if you've heard, Jay, but we've kind of been on the Coleman County Superintendent today, so...
Now, I've only heard about the last 10 minutes of the show, but I'll catch it on demand when I get all that done.
If you get any calls, just send them my number. That'll be fine.
Okay. So anyway, y'all want that 20 bucks, 6.5 inches. That's 6.5 inches. That's what I'm going for.
Wow, that's quite a difference for Melissa there.
Yeah, Melissa's a big zero.
I kind of see where she's coming from.
Yeah, she's been making fun of us about the Alabama snow.
Yeah, well, I'm here with a whole bunch of people from all over the country, and that means there's some northerners here, too, and, yeah, they're pretty much right there where they're making fun of us. So.
Well, we can't help it. We're special here at Alabama.
I should come down and visit and say what it's all about.
That's right. Tell them we don't have the big fancy snow plows.
Yep. Well, I'm going to buffet waiting downstairs. You have a good show.
Hey, have a safe one.
Bye, man.
Yeah, bye-bye.
All right. That was the man with the plan, the owner... of the station, so he's going to go at 6.5 inches.
Well, he's got some confidence there,
doesn't he? He just wanted to outdo Melissa.
He's going to take Melissa to another buffet. Is what he's going to do.
Yeah, you got 4 minutes to call. Anyone wants to take a stab at it, all you got to do is give us how much snowfall you expect in Coleman. Win 20.
Measure that vine mutt on your driveway.
That vine mutt on my driveway at the end of the snow.
Okay.
When I see the last flake fall. I'll be out measuring it. So, we got another caller. We'll wait, boy, I think they just hung up. Okay, we got a caller.
Yes, you do.
All right, who have we got?
You got your sister Phil.
All right,
there we go.
Take a stab at it.
I'm going to guess 4 inches.
4 inches.
4 inches.
Yes. Let's build a snowman.
You got a bunch of grandkids at your house right now?
No, I don't. I just left them, and they're all excited.
Yeah.
Yeah, Alan's going to have a house full when he gets home.
I don't think so.
Enjoy. But that's my guess. 4 inches.
All right.
Four
we inches. Got you down.
All right.
Okay. Thank
all right,
you.
Thanks. Mm-hmm. All right. 4 inches. So we are from 0, 1.5, 2.5, 4, and 6.5. So still time. You got 3 minutes to take a stab at it.
So it's going to be whoever gets the closest to that.
Right.
Because what if it's 2 inches? You're going to have to give 220 bucks.
Yeah, if it's 2 inches, we'll give $220. If it's a tie, we'll give two of them away. So keep that phone ringing. I feel like I'm on a telephone. All right, who we got?
We got Cindy.
All right.
Cindy.
Tell us about my number.
Uh-oh.
So I'm
going to
go 3.5.
3.5. You know, we don't get to do this often in Alabama. That's the reason we get so excited about it. So.
That's true.
All right, Cindy, got you down. 3.5.
All right, thanks.
Thanks. All right, about 1.5 minutes. Still time to take a stab at it. Moolah clues, go through those one more time. Between the lines. A place where the grass grows, mm-hmm. and you'll see a lot of running.
Mm-hmm.
So, if you want to take a guess at Moolah,
that's for $50.
$50 or a $20 snow guess. So,
could it call in and do both?
Yeah, call in and do both. All right, go through a couple of housekeeping measures as we wind it down. The show will be on demand later. Probably an hour or so after the show, you can listen to a replay of today, just as any episode. Just go to the station website, click on demand, and you can stream it right there. If you have trouble picking us up on your radio, you can tune us in by TuneIn Radio. Just search 95.5 WRJM Coleman and pull it up, download the app, and you can listen anywhere in the world.
So. That's right. Yep, we've had that to happen.
Yep, that's right. We've actually had, I don't know how, but had a listener from Africa one time. So I don't know if it's somebody you're associated with or what. But yeah, we had one from Africa.
Oh, awesome.
I don't know if they knew what we were saying. All right, Alan, it's time to sign it off. Appreciate you sitting in.
Oh, glad to do it.
I know Ronnie appreciates it.
Yeah, hate Ronnie was sick, but man, I'm glad to do it.
Yeah, enjoyed it. You better get home before the snow hits.
That's right, go get some bread and milk.
And as I always say before I sign off, a big war eagle.
I hear you.
All right, folks, if weather permitting, we will be back Thursday with more sports, and who knows what will happen by then. You've been listening to Sports Talk Live 95.5 Coleman. See you Thursday.